didn't see anyone alive for over a year. My dad told us he can't leave the valley. As long as we stay here, we'd be protected.
I mean you no harm, ma'am.
This guy could be anybody for all we know.
This valley survived like you and I did because we have faith. So what's your plan?
Okay, here's the deal. Z for Zachariah is a unique post-apocalyptic drama because it resists using standard cliches like zombies, mutants, and bloodthirsty gangs to tell its story. The film takes place years after civilization has been wiped out. A lone woman lives in a valley that has been protected from the radiation. One day, a man appears on her land and they start to work the farm together. Later, another man shows up and the three find themselves in a tense triangle for affection. Z for Zachariah is a slow-burn character study of the last people on Earth. Similar to other science fiction films like The Quiet Earth, this movie examines how interpersonal dynamics change once new personalities are added to the mix. The film doesn't say almost as much, if not more, than it actually says. There's a lot of subtext and subtleties throughout, bolstered by a strong three-faceted cast. It's not your typical post-apocalyptic thriller, but that's okay for a change of pace. Z for Zachariah gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.